remote-controlled roadside bomb in Mogadishu today killed a senior Somali security official and three government soldiers. Blame for such attacks usually falls on Islamic militants fighting against the government and African Union peacekeepers in the latest round of Somalia's 18-year civil conflict. The Somali cabinet yesterday voted to make Islam the basis of the country's legal system in a bid to undercut an increasingly fractured Islamic insurgency. Several more moderate insurgent groups had said they would stop fighting the government if Sharia law was formally introduced. But the apostolic administrator for Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that the extreme groups will never recognize the legitimacy of the government.
There are some, let us say, from the opposition that still oppose every solution, still oppose even the election of the new president. So these will be still refusing any kind of dialogue, but they will be completely isolated.
How will the implementation of Sharia law affect the average citizen?
Those who will suffer most will be the women. Probably more veils, less freedom of movement. It may mean also less freedom for foreigners. I don't think that it will go to the extent of what happened already in the past, some 15 years ago, of, let us say, amputation of feet or hands for robbers, etc. I don't think. But at least certain exterior aspects will be there.